Curriculum Extra 8. Exercise 3.
The War of the Worlds. The British author H.G. Wells was born in Kent, England, in 1866. In his lifetime, he wrote over 100 books in different genres, but his most famous works are his science fiction novels The Time Machine, 1895, The Invisible Man, 1897, and especially The War of the Worlds, 1898. He was nominated for the Nobel Prize in Literature 4 times. He is sometimes called the father of science fiction, and his novels are still popular today. The War of the Worlds was written in response to the historical events of the late 19th century, when there were many new discoveries and inventions, like electricity, X-rays, and the radio. There was also a very real danger of war in Europe. In 1894, Mars's orbit brought it close to Earth and resulted in discussion about the possibility of life on the red planet. In The War of the Worlds, aliens from Mars invade Earth. They land in England, where they build war machines to attack humans. The narrator and his wife realise the danger they are in, so they escape and are lucky to survive. Eventually, the aliens are killed by bacteria in the Earth's environment. The story ends with hope for a new beginning and a better world as the survivors offer kindness and sympathy to each other. The book is about technology and the necessity of scientific research, but H.G. Wells also focuses on the horrors of war and destruction and the dangers of using technology for power. The book can be seen as both optimistic and pessimistic. About 50 years after its publication, The War of the Worlds was adapted for film. Since then, there have been at least 10 films, many television shows, radio dramas, games, and even an album. The novel has also influenced the work of scientists. A teenager called Robert Goddard read the story in 1998 and was inspired to study outer space. His research eventually led to the landing of robotic probes on Mars.